This is A Lover's Embrace, written and read by McKay's Girl, for the prompt, Tentacles, requested by Lishel Frackrium. This is a John and Rodney story, and it's very NC-17, and it may squick some people. "Hey, Rodney," John drawled, leaning his hip against the lab table. It was late. All the other scientists had gone to bed, leaving only the two of them in the lab. Feeling daring, John snaked a hand up the front of Rodney's shirt, tracing the line of hair that trailed below his belt buckle. Rodney hummed. "That feels nice." "It would feel even nicer if you were naked in my bed," John whispered, voice already dipping to his bedroom tone. "You almost done here?" "Yeah, in a minute. I just wish I could figure out what this device did," Rodney explained, holding out an octagonal-shaped box. "Think on at it." John concentrated, feeling his mind slip into the place where it bonded with ancient technology. There was a click and a flash of bright light. John rubbed his eyes until the spots stopped dancing in front of them. As his vision cleared, John caught the look of absolute horror on Rodney's face. "Rodney?" He glanced down and saw 8 tentacles coming out of Rodney's sides. "Holy shit!" he exclaimed, jumping back. "What the fuck just happened?" Rodney snapped out of his stupor, narrowing his eyes at John while barking, "How the hell should I know?" "Do you make a habit of activating things that you don't know what they do?" John yelled, glaring at Rodney. Hello, scientist here." Rodney's chin tilted up defiantly, and he crossed his arms over his chest. The bickering was familiar, comforting. Not like the tentacles that were waving about like Rodney's hands. John tried not to look at them, instead keeping his eyes focused on Rodney's face. He startled when he felt something smooth and silky brush against the strip of skin that was peeking out from under the hem of his t-shirt. "Rodney," he growled, "what the hell do you think you're doing?" "Nothing," Rodney claimed. "They kind of have a mind of their own, which sounds preposterous, I know." John finally looked at them, really looked. They reminded him of penises with their sloped heads and tiny slits. He gasped as another one slipped up the front of his shirt to caress a nipple. The thought of 8 cocks touching his body had him hardening in his pants. Rodney's eyes flicked down and then back up, widening with realization.
I like this? Really?"
John knew it was crazy to even consider it, but he was already horny when he came to the lab, so he just nodded. Rodney stared at him. "That's just kinda hot." He took a step forward, reaching for John's shirt to pull it over his head. He unbuttoned John's pants, sliding them down over his hips while a tentacle continued to play with his nipples. John pushed his pants and boxers down, hopping up on the lab table to work on his boots and socks. When he was completely naked, 2 of the tentacles wrapped tightly around his wrists, while another 2 grabbed his ankles, pushing his legs up and effectively pinning him down. "Yeah," he moaned, as the other 4 teased his body. Rodney reached over to his desk drawer and fished out a tube of lube. John raised a curious eyebrow. "Just in case you decided to jump me in the lab," Rodney said defensively. He slicked 2 fingers, pushing them into John and pumping slowly. John groaned and then inhaled sharply as a tentacle circled his cock and began to leisurely stroke him. Another tentacle slithered up his chest and rubbed against his bottom lip, pushing insistently at his mouth. John opened greedily, sucking it in as he breathed harshly through his nose. He was in ecstasy, writhing on the table at the feeling of being filled. Rodney's fingers slipped from his ass, and he whimpered at the loss of contact. But then he felt the head of his cock. Oh no, wait, that was a tentacle. Rodney was still wearing pants. John's breathing became irregular as the tentacle pushed inside him, thrusting into him gently. He heard the snap of a cap, and then he felt Rodney's lubed finger tracing around his hole. 1 finger pressed alongside the tentacle, and John almost choked on the one fucking his throat. 1 finger became 2, 2 became 3, and just when John thought he couldn't take any more, Rodney removed his fingers. John sighed, both in relief and disappointment. Then the tentacle that had been teasing his nipples slinked down his body and shoved into his ass next to the first one.
"Oh, fuck,"
he tried to say around the appendage in his mouth. He was bucking on the table, stretched beyond all belief by the two cock-like limbs fucking him harder now. John heard a wet sound, and he craned his neck up to see Rodney jerking himself off as he watched John intently. It was too much for John, being pinned, sucking cock, getting jerked off, being fucked with two tentacles hammering his prostate. He came with a strangled cry, his ass clenching rhythmically around the two cocks in his ass, swallowing reflexively. The tentacles froze, and then pulsed hot cum down his throat, over his body, inside him.
"Oh, God, John," Rodney moaned, spurting cum over his hand.
The tentacles retreated, leaving John blissed out and panting.
"Jesus, Rodney,"
was all he could manage, still trembling from aftershocks.
Yeah,
Rodney agreed dumbly. He looked thoughtfully at John, and after a moment asked, "Do you think we should go see Carson now?" John scrunched up his face and shook his head in disbelief.
Covered in cum here, he reminded Rodney.
"Plus, you're ruining my postcoital nap."
"Okay," Rodney said, and rummaged around in his drawer, producing some napkins to wipe them off.
He smiled at John.
"That was the hottest thing ever."
John smiled back.
"Yeah, it was," he agreed.
"Now come up here and kiss me." Rodney crawled up onto the lab table, and the tentacles embraced John, pulling him close while they kissed and kissed and kissed. The end.